One thing I want to say above all is something that I've realized really quick is that once you're saved, it doesn't mean that everything is hunky-dory. If anything, it becomes harder because that entity that I used to look to is now against me. The darker side of things, they're against me now. They hate me. And it took literally about 5 seconds over there for me to raise my hand. I'll give it 30. To say a prayer, accepting the fact that I am now sanctified and set apart, and I am now saved as a Christian, bam, the tables were turned. And the thing that we need to realize is that the devil will turn his back on you the second that your existence is no longer profitable. If he can't use you anymore, he hates you. But God is a complete opposite. If you were to become a Christian and turn around and do terrible things, he is still waiting at the threshold with open arms trying to love you. I was a Satanist for about 10 years, 15 years after I got introduced in high school, and I actually developed a aversion to Christ-like people and Christ himself. And now I'm here in a church and talking with you, and it's crazy how things just kind of not really how they come around.
It's incredible to see somebody that was actually born and raised more secular.
Yes, my parents never pushed any religion on me. They always told me you can pick whatever religion you want. But evidently Satanism was a little too far for them. My mom didn't like it, and that's kind of what like fueled the fire. Was just something like, oh, my mom doesn't like it and stuff like that. And I felt like rebellious and cool. Everyone knows Satan as the Lord of Lies. And as a Satanist looking back, I'm like, why am I thinking that we're going to be the only ones he's going to be honest with? You know, he's the only one. And I'm not saying that, like, as a Satanist, I worship Satan. It was more of a name that we gave ourselves. But I always was attracted to the darker side of things, you know, the demonic and things that go along with that.
I find it interesting that most Satanists today will claim not to believe in the existence of Satan. But what if I was to say, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in Jesus? That would make me a liar, right? When they say, well, we're Satanists, but we don't really believe in the devil, like you said, he's the Lord of Lies.
The essence of, because I was what you would call a Levian Satanist, and it wasn't about Satan. But the funny part is in the back of the Satanic Bible, there is like incantations about the 9 gates of hell. And if there's no Satan, why do you have incantations for hell? You know, and then you go back to, you know, Aleister Crowley, you know, a pretty wicked man, believed in Satan, worshiped Satan until the end of his life. Satan is saying that they don't believe in Satan. You're bound to him by living the way that you're living. The Satanic Bible is just filled with so many lies. You know, one of the things that really drew me to it was the fact of you are your own God. Not the fact that you have powers, and I believe some will take it that way. I took it as I'm the only person that's going to make anything happen in my life. And it literally says, and I'm not going to be verbatim for this, it's been a long time since I've read it, you're your own God. And no prayer or anything else is going to make anything happen in your life. You are the only thing that's going to make anything happen in your life. And I took that and I ran with it. The way I took it was it gave me the freedom of power and it gave me the freedom of pleasure. I could do what I want when I wanted to do it. I developed a methamphetamine addiction because of that and other reasons that I might get into a little bit later. But it gave me like, okay, if it feels good, I'm going to do it. And then it gave me, when I say the freedom of power, I could tear down, lie, and cheat my way to different positions and work, tearing other people down, lying to my supervisors about things just to tear these people down so that I could get further ahead. And it's something that the Satanism that I was a part of incites in you. It gives you a false sense of power.
So, Lance, what got you to leave the satanic religion?
So as funny and as silly as it is, and I think it's funny, but it's actually a TV show. It was actually the show Duck Dynasties, because ever since I've seen the show and I became a Christian and I've researched them, I've learned that their whole reason why they made the show was to enter the homes of the secular world to share Christ and get people thinking about Christ. And that's exactly what it did. I saw these people day in, day out. Yes, they're silly. They're, you know, sometimes foolish, and, you know, some of it is scripted, some of it isn't, but it was something I'm like, man, I want what they have. It was the kindness of them that I saw that was like, people really are like that. And yes, it's a reality TV show. Like, you know, I've never believed something that hook, line, and sinker, but there was just something different. And it got me thinking, but it actually jaded my heart even more, because I was like, that's not true. And I started really disliking Christians, wanting to like just anything to do with them. You know, I used to tell, I've actually told my kids, you know, I was like, people who believe in God just believe in an imaginary friend. And I mean, I regret that so much to this day. My kids can attest to that. And my kids had faith before I did. You know, they weren't saved yet, but they had faith before me. But what really got me is I actually started working at a job. I had to sign a waiver to work there. And it was a waiver of basically practice of religion, that I couldn't sue them for practicing religion. I was like, I don't care. Just leave me out of it. You know, and I signed the waiver, and I was there for maybe a month, and I got asked, you want to come in for a Bible study? I was like, no, no, I don't. And so they're like, okay, no problem. And I went out and I did my job, and I was the only one out there doing my job. I'm like, what is going on? I was like, okay, whatever. So the next week they asked me again. Nope. But they got me. They got me because they actually went out, and the girl that was doing the Bible study, the Lord put it on her heart not to start the Bible study until I was in that room. And she didn't. She listened to the Lord, and I praise the Lord for Courtney for that, that she never started that Bible study until I was there. Because if she would have started that Bible study and would have not listened to the Lord and not follow what the Lord put on her heart, I would not be sitting here right now. But they lured me in with food.
And this is just recently. This is just a few years ago, right?
Yeah, it was 2019 is when I started. I went to the Bible study. I really started thinking, and then I started downloading Bible apps on my phone. I started listening to sermons from across the board. Some I liked, some I didn't. I got into some different preachers that they told me to get into, and I just was just consuming Bible knowledge. And that's all I was doing. I was infatuated with it. But then we actually bought a house, and when we moved, there was a church right down the road, this church here. We came here, we had 4th of July, and the funny part is, I'm a transparent person. I was drunk on the 4th of July, and I came in here July 5th, and I got saved. The day after, I got July 5th, 2020, is when I got saved. And it's been, I look back, there's no looking back. It's just looking forward. You know, you stumble, you fall. Sometimes you fall flat on your face, but God picks you up by your suspenders and picks you back up, and you keep going.
So you got saved by placing all your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone.
Yeah, that's the route to salvation. That's the only way. And that's, you know, I sat right back over there. My wife and I both. My wife was saved. I guess someone didn't really hit on is my wife was saved, and she wasn't a devout Christian, but I was always trying to talk her out of it. You know, I'm like, that's dumb. That Bible's full of contradictions. I never read a page. You know, and people are like, what contradictions in there? It's full. You know, the Bible is not full of contradictions. And if you think that, I'm sorry. Read. There is no salvation through Church of Satan. Like, there's no. You are you. Like, you're basically, it separates you and makes you alone in this vast world. And you happen to get with these other people. And like, the thing is what you don't realize until you're so far down this road is that like, the only thing that you're looking for is fulfillment. And it's all about fulfillment. And if you say it's not, you're lying to yourself. Because why do you go to parties? Why do you drink and get drunk? Oh, because it's fun. Yeah, because you're trying to fulfill a part of your heart or your brain that's saying, I want to do this for fun. You want to try this? Go try it. You know, it literally in the Satanic Bible, it says that, you know, you can do basically whatever you want. I remember looking at that and going, but what if, like, what you want to do is going to end up putting you in jail? Is it still okay? You know, and I actually came to the end conclusion of, yeah, it's fine. As long as I don't get caught, right? It says that you can do what you want as long as you don't hurt or infringe on somebody else. But we don't realize is that when you're running down these, you know, when you're running down these avenues of sexual, like, you know, fornication and drugs and things like that, you are hurting people. You're passively hurting people because, like, you never know that this girl that you meet at a party and you ended up, you know, being with her, she catches feelings, but you're not ready yet, you know, and they end up getting hurt. You just hurt somebody. You're going down the road of doing drugs and alcohol. You know, I was a meth addict. I was hurting myself physically and mentally because I'm doing drugs. My brain's being warped and I'm not sleeping. But what I'm really hurting is the family I had at home, you know, and it took my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, which, you know, we were living in the secular world. We were living together for almost 8 years at that point. In my mind, I was like, I've been the good guy. What's a little drugs going to hurt? So I'm doing drugs and then I'm catching an addiction. And then she's looking at me going, you need to stop. I can see that you're, you know, what's going on here. I'm like, I'm fine. I only do it at work. But then it turned into an issue where my wife's like, I can't even let you touch our newborn baby because it's coming out in your pores. I couldn't touch my youngest son for over a month. And she was like, you need to stop or I'm leaving you. Like, I will leave right now and go to North Carolina. And I was like, okay. So I quit. I quit. I left my job and that was that. It was rough, but I had to. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. In the Bible, John 14:6, Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come unto the Father but by me. And what he's saying is that, like, you can do whatever you want to try to obtain salvation. You're always going to be left to center. Salvation is one of the easiest things you could ever do, but it is the most important thing that you could ever do. Salvation is simply accepting the fact that you're a sinner. I don't care if you say, I'm a good person. I've given to charities. I have helped the old lady across the street. I've held over 1,000 doors for people. That's fine and wonderful. I'm glad that you already have Christian-like values, but let's make you a Christian. Being a Christian is not doing those things. There have been many sermons that have been preached. You can look them up on YouTube. Just type in, good people go to hell. Because they do every day. Because they are falling short of the glory of God. But to be able to obtain your salvation, it is simply accepting the fact that you're a sinner. No matter who you are, you have done something that is a sin. No matter what. Accepting the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your future sins, your past sins, and your present sins. And the fact that he died, he rose 3 days later. That is it. Once you ask him into your heart and you accept those things, you're saved. That's that easy.
What's your message to those who are in the satanic church or in even the satanic temple?
In my own experience, and I can't say for everyone, but I think I have a pretty good grasp on a lot of the people out there. I've met a lot of people who maybe aren't exactly Satanists, but they live that sort of lifestyle. A lot of them are depressed. A lot of them are seeking something. There's these voids. They're angry. They're hateful. What I would say to you is, give Jesus a chance. because you can take all the depression meds you want. You can turn yourself into a downright drone. I don't know what kind of life that is for you. I was there. I was diagnosed with severe anxiety. If I had severe anxiety, I would not be sitting in this chair right now. That's something I always was seeking, was love. I would just want to be loved. I want to be able to love. Love is something you can't explain. And I didn't know it until I found Christ. If you're seeking love, find Christ first. The voids, the anger will always be there. The depression will always be there. The hatred towards whatever it is that you hate. You could hate me for making this video. That's fine. I still love you. But that's always going to be there until you surrender to be free, which sounds insane. But I would like to take a second to break it down. If you're living that satanic way, you're living under these constraints of, I'm living in the world, I can do whatever I want. But there's guilt, there's fear, there's all these things that are shackles. You're literally shackled to the world. And the only way to break those shackles, the only way to be free, is to submit under Christ. If you get into your Bible, you pray, you get yourself plugged into a local church, your whole life will change. My whole life changed. Am I still angry sometimes? Yes, probably more than I should be. Do I still mess up? Every single day. One thing I can say too is that coming into this church house, it took me probably a good year to actually realize that these people were genuine, that they cared about you and they loved you and they wanted the best for you. And they were on your side. They were your advocate. Please, if anybody from the church watches this, I don't feel this way anymore, but I was like, they got to be fake. Because you live in the secular world and you have an entire congregation of people that just want to shower you with love. You're like, all right, what's your angle? Where are you coming from? And these people, a lot of them may not even be able to show that love unless they were saved, unless they were shown that love by Christ. And what they're doing is they are showing that love that Christ had for them to you. And that's our tenet. Like, the commandment that Jesus gave us was love your neighbor as yourself. And you mentioned something earlier too about Jesus going through all these things and being the enemy. Like, not only it's that, but like you said about the smiting on the cheek, turn the other cheek. People are like, oh, that's weak. I'd beat the crap out of that person if they were to do that to me. You know what? You can do that. You can pretend that you're a big person by doing that. But I tell you what takes strength is being have someone spit in your face or punch you in the face and you do nothing. You have somebody that is always there, that always loves you, that will never let you down. No matter what you do, he will never, ever let you down. You may think, well, why is your religion right? Well, I just have one question. Name another religion that's so unanimously hated around the world. Why? Because we're right. Why is every other religion allowed and is tolerated and is okay, but if you're a Christian, it's like, whoa, I don't want you here? Because Satan has devised a way to either pull you away or to push you away. He pulls you away with other religions, and he pushes you away when you find the faith. Don't base your interactions with Christians and Christianity on a few people, because there are bad Christians. But for every bad Christian, I believe there is more good Christians out there. Give us a chance.